with their backs up against it. The Packers passed.
A sensational throw and catch. Touchdown.
They ran.
The Ripper to the end zone for the touchdown.
And they sacked their way to a 27-13 victory over the Eagles. Now the Pack return home to face the AFC South leading Houston Texans. Houston, losers of two straight, are just 1-4 on the road this season. Can the Packers build off their most complete game of the season and continue their march towards a division title? Larry and I talk Packers and Texans next.
I like the efficiency we had. I like the execution we had.
For us, it's about getting the win at home and protecting home turf.
Just gotta go out and execute and take care of business.
It's December football, so everything goes up a notch. Everybody talks about, you know, playoff football and everything goes at a different level. Well, it goes at a different level in December, and that's where we're at. So, and that's what we're getting ready for.
As the calendar turns to December, here's a look at the standings in the NFC North. At 5-6, the Packers are still alive in the race for the division title, but everyone's looking up at the Lions. Detroit is in New Orleans getting ready for their matchup with the 5-6 Saints. Hello and welcome to Packers Today, presented by Verizon, Ted Stefaniak and Larry McCarron. Packers with a home game at noon today. Good to have the Packers back at Lambeau Field. But before we get into today's game,
it's great to have them back at Lambeau.
It is awesome. You don't have to travel.
Yep.
Everyone's looking forward to this. But before we get into this game, how about that win last week? I tell you what, a victory seems to cure a lot of ails.
And you know what was really terrific about it, Ted? It sure puts everybody in a positive frame of mind. Players, coaches, fans. But the thing about it was the Packers' quality of play. It was their most complete game of the season. Every segment of the team, offense, defense, special teams, contributed. And so when you combine that with the positive vibe coming out of it, yeah, happy days are here again.
And of course, Aaron Rodgers was happy about that big victory, but he reminds us there are still five games remaining, and the Packers aren't quite out of the woods just yet.
We're just one game better than we were last week. So I think it's important to keep that focus. You know, there's still a lot in front of us. You know, bad performance in this week or any upcoming week, and we know what that is going to entail in the days after that. So we got to stay focused on what we got to do to win each week.
Now to the business at hand. The Packers have the Texans later today. In fact, this will be their first meeting in 4 years. The Packers and Texans have only played each other three times since Houston joined the league in 2002. The first meeting came in 2004, when Packers defensive coordinator Dom Capers was the Texans' head coach. The Packers trailed by 10 entering the fourth, but quarterback Brett Favre engineered a comeback, and Ryan Longwell kicked a 46-yard field goal as time expired to give the Packers a 16-13 victory. Back in 2008, in the only game played at Lambeau Field, it was the Texans who emerged victorious. With 4 seconds left, kicker Chris Brown booted a 40-yard field goal to lift the Texans over the Packers 24-21. The last meeting came in 2012 at Reliance Stadium, and it was the Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson show. Rodgers threw for 6 touchdowns. Nelson hauled in 3 of them as the Packers routed the Texans 42-24.
All right, time for this week's scouting report brought to you by CarMax. And here are 5 things you need to know about those Houston Texans.
In the one stat that truly matters, turnover ratio, the Texans are -9. To put that in perspective, so are the 0-12 Cleveland Browns.
You can't look into that. You know, every chance any team gets, you know, when they come into Lambeau, they're going to play their hardest. So we got to go in there and play our game, understand that this is a big game for both teams, and come out swinging.
Closely related to thing number one, Brock Osweiler, all 6-8 of them, has thrown more interceptions, 13, than touchdowns, 12.
Fires downfield and picked off. Where was that ball going? think, through three last week. So he's definitely going to come in and try to tighten that down. But at the same time, just got to play our style of football.
Closely related to thing number two, DeAndre Hopkins' numbers are down this season. But he is a Pro Bowl talent.
Left side of the end zone, Watts, Hopkins, and DeAndre with the catch. Touchdown!
Last year, he had 111 catches for over 1,500 yards.
This is a very talented, well-coached football team. This will be a big challenge at home, especially on a short week.
The Texans can thank their defense for their 6-5 record, led by Whitney Mercilus up front.
Whitney Mercilus with the blast. A TFL for Whitney.
And A.J. Boye in the back end.
Fires downfield, tipped and intercepted at the 40-yard line. The Texans get a turnover.
The fifth-ranked unit reinvents itself on a regular basis.
It's not always a ton of carryover. They're going to come up with specific scheme and coverage behind it they like against different opponents.
The Texans' defense is tough on third down, holding opponents to a 37% conversion rate. Of course, the Packers' offense is coming off a game where it posted a 71% conversion rate.
As long as we continue to execute that way and continue to pick up first downs and move the sticks and be in a fluid rhythm, I think it makes us hard to stop.
And Ted, converting those third downs is a beautiful thing. Not only good for the offense, but it keeps your defense off the field.
Yeah, keep them fresh. Let's talk a little bit about the Texans' defense right now. Of course, J.J. Watt, he's been out most of the season for the Texans. That's good news for the Packers today. But Jadeveon Clowney has been outstanding, probably his best year as a pro so far.
Well, Ted, I've got an interesting point of view on that because so far Clowney hasn't done all that much. Now, the guy is a freaky talent. Long, super fast and so forth. But so far, I don't think his production has matched that talent. I don't think he's the best player on their defense. I think, as I mentioned in the scouting report, Mercilus is.
And when we talk a little bit about the Texans reinventing their defense every now and then, does that pose a problem for the Packers? How do they handle that as an offensive unit?
Well, it means you can only go so far when you plan ahead based on what the Texans have done. They may come up with a different look predicated on what you are good at offensively. You may come out and you haven't seen this front or this coverage or the front and coverage combined previously on tape, and you'll have to adjust during the game.
Offensively for the Texans, as you mentioned, it's not a very strong offensive unit, but running back Lamar Miller, the former Dolphin, he's having a great season, fifth in terms of rushing yards so far this season.
No, terrific free agent acquisition. He's been everything they hoped for, almost 900 yards at this point in the season. Fine player, fast player. He's just the complete package at running back. But you mentioned the Texan offense. I'll tell you what, they can run it. They're pretty solid. The problem has been Osweiler.
Still to come on Packers today.
Aaron Rutkowski to the end zone for the touchdown.
The fullback position has been phased out by some teams in the NFL, but not in Green Bay. When we return, a closer look at Aaron Rutkowski's recent upsurge. Plus, righting the ship after four straight losses isn't an easy task. In this week's Chalk Talk, Larry tells us why it's not always about the X's and O's. Packers Today, presented by Verizon, is back after this timeout.
He deserves to be on the field.
Between the hash marks, people notices his life.
He's made a number of plays for us.
Give his Jurepkowski a battering ram of a run.
He did a good job running the ball.
Rip up the middle, breaks the tackle, 40. Between the hash marks, 45. Fighting his way, first down.
He's a tough dude. And he's earned the right to be out there, I think, as much as possible.
The Ripper to the right side of the line, to the end zone, for the touchdown, the Green Ripper.
It's not a fullback's game, they say. That's not the case in Green Bay. The fullback remains a key piece of Coach McCarthy's offense. Granted, Rutkowski doesn't have eye-popping numbers,
but he's made the most of his opportunities. His rushing touchdown against Philadelphia was the first of the season for a Packers running back.
It's exciting, of course. You know, anytime you score, it's a lot of fun. Anytime anybody else scores, it's a lot of fun. I get just about the same feeling anytime we're scoring as an offense.
The more you watch this guy on the field and then you listen to him in the locker room, how humble he is, he's quickly becoming a fan favorite here in Green Bay. All right, let's get to Larry's Chalk Talk. Of course, that's brought to you by Sandwich Bros.
During this past week, the Packers handed out game balls for their win over the Eagles. One of them should have gone to Coach Mike McCarthy.
Mike Holmgren used to say the line of demarcation was three games. As in, you lose three straight, and a football team and a season can unravel in a hurry. Mike McCarthy and the Packers had lost four in a row, and yet his team responds with its best game of the season.
Hit and sack. Mike Daniels gets his man. Throws the slant. Got his man. End zone. Touchdown. Devontae Adams.
That was no accident. That was head coaching. And it began when the Packers started preparing for the Eagles.
He came in team meeting. Everyone was expecting a bad speech, but he really was very calm. He had a positive mindset saying that, you know, we're going to get it turned around.
It was really surprising, you know, Coach McCarthy coming in and just being as positive as ever. And that's very uplifting. Kudos to Coach McCarthy. He's a great leader for our team, and he's doing a great job encouraging us.
Not easy to do. Not when there really wasn't much to be encouraged about. But that's what Mike McCarthy did, and his approach paid immediate dividends. There was a distinctly positive vibe to the practice week and in the Packers locker room.
I feel like we can run the table. I really do.
That statement, not near as bold as it seemed a week ago, and much of the credit goes to the head coach, Mike McCarthy.
We're the Green Bay Packers, so we take that with a lot of pride. We know our fans were upset with what's going on, but hell, there's no one more upset than those men in the locker room, and that's the reality of it.
And Ted, the head coach and the head coach alone sets the tone. Mike McCarthy set a great tone last week.
And then he's setting a great tone this week going into the Texans game. No practice on Wednesday. That's unusual. Maybe giving some of his injured players like Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews and others a little chance to heal up.
Also, Ted, giving everybody a chance to recuperate. That was a grind. Sunday night game out east, get back late. Monday night game out east, get back late. Giving everybody a chance to regroup, not only physically, but mentally. Smart coaching move.
Yeah, I tell you what, a unit that is regrouped, how about the special teams? Usually, the only time we talk about them is when, you know, it's a negative thing. But this group led by Ron Zook and Jason Simmons, they've done a terrific job the last few weeks.
Had a terrific game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles, number one in kickoff returns in the National Football League. Three kickoffs, three tackles inside the 20. Jake Shum, who's been coming on as of late, only had one punt downed at the one-yard line. Mason Crosby, flawless, great night for special teams.
Still to come, pledging support for a cause in a most unique way. When we come back, we'll tell you about my cause, my cleats. And no shocker here, Larry's all fired up about the offensive line, and in particular, the play of center Corey Linsley. The Rock's impact play is next. As we head to break, take a look at the statistical matchup between the Texans and the Packers. Welcome back. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon. My Cause, My Cleats. It's a league-wide campaign that provides the opportunity for players to shed light on a cause that's important to them. More than 500 players will showcase their causes
on field during today's games. And many work directly with Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas to design their cleats. Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews are among those who will wear cleats specifically designed to raise awareness for their cause. Clay's cleats promote Cure Duchenne, a devastating muscle disease in children. Aaron's wearing cleats for Midwest Athletes Against Childhood Cancer. The MAC Fund, as it's known, has contributed more than $57 million to childhood cancer and blood disorder research.
They're multicolored, which is awesome. But the MAC Fund has been, near and dear to my heart for a number of years now. It's a special organization. They do some incredible work, and I'm just fortunate to be able to lend my name to such a great cause that's helping so many kids and families continuing this fight against cancer, especially with those kids.
Looking forward to seeing those unique cleats later today. Larry, I want to talk to you about the offensive line. I know that's one of your favorite subjects, and I want to ask you about Corey Linsley. He's doing a pretty nice job since returning from injury.
Ted, as a matter of fact, he made my personal
really?
Play of the week. Okay, look at this situation, folks. You are a center, ball in front of you. Okay, the play is going that way, and the guy you have to block is already moved over half a man that way. Very difficult block. They call it a reach block. And before Corey can execute said block, he's got to make an accurate shotgun snap to Aaron Rodgers. Corey makes that snap. And then he leaps for position on a fellow named Bo Allen. And he gets that position, and now the fight begins. And I'll tell you what, Corey, it was like Mount Vesuvius erupting. The guy was a volcano of strength. He took Bo Allen, 327 pounds of Bo Allen, and slams him on his back. I know Allen's a former Badger. They called him the polar bear, but he is under the ice with Corey Linsley driving him there. And that's my play of the week.
I don't know how you top Mount Vesuvius, but I'm gonna stay with you on the offensive line.
Try to top it.
There's no way I could ever touch what Larry McCarron does with pumping people up, especially.
I failed to mention James Starks went for 6 yards.
He did.
But the fun part was Corey Linsley.
Get him to the ground. Hey, Jason Spriggs had his first start last week. He was drafted as a tackle. He started at guard. What'd you think of his first start? A
couple different things. First of all, for his first start at not his natural position against a Pro Bowl caliber player in Fletcher Cox, he was fine. My second thought on it is Jason Spriggs, with a little more experience and work at guard, can do better. But for the first start, out of position, fine.
Well, it's not just Spriggs or Linsley. It's the whole offensive line as a unit. They're doing a great job. In fact, Mike McCarthy even pointed out Brian Bulaga earlier this week in a press conference.
Well, Ted, we've been saying it all year long. The Packers are blessed with an outstanding offensive line. It's a great combination of attitude and ability right across the board. Those guys are the real deal.
Still to come.
Takes the snap, waits, throws the slant, got his man, end zone, touchdown, Devontae Adams!
Devontae Adams continues to stack success. Can he do it again this week against a young talent from the Texans secondary? Larry and I are back with a matchup to watch after this timeout.
Houston's coming in here. They're going to run the football, and they're going to keep running it, and we need to stop the run. It starts there every week. It doesn't matter who your opponent is. And really, that's the game of football, especially December football. We need to stop the run, and we need to be able to run the football.
So the Packers will be looking to get their running game going against the Texans later today. What's the big matchup you're looking forward to?
Ironically enough, Ted, it has nothing to do with the running game.
Okay.
However, you would agree, I'm sure, that Devontae Adams is having himself a breakout season.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's really playing well. Well, the Texans have a cornerback, a young cornerback, also enjoying a breakout season. His name is A.J. Boye. Now, this is not one of those matchups where it's every down all game long, but occasionally those two will be locked up in a one-on-one battle. I'm looking forward to it. Two fine young players.
Should be a great one today, and I know you're looking forward to not having traveled this weekend.
Oh, no one else. No night game. I'm getting old. It's tough to stay up late.
Yep. Hey, kickoff is coming up pretty soon here. It starts at noon. The Packers and the Texans. Enjoy the game, everybody. For Larry McCarron, I'm Ted Stefaniak. Thanks for watching Packers Today.